An article titled "Treatment of a Class 1 Crowded Malocclusion with an Ankylosed Maxillary Central Incisor" by Roy Sabri, which appeared in the November 2002 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, initially caught my attention for two reasons. One, because it involved the treatment of an apically and labially displaced maxillary central incisor that was ankylosed and had a previous history of trauma. And second, because of the excellent aesthetic results that were achieved with treatment. While I do not usually review case articles, I decided to review this article not only because it achieved excellent aesthetic results, but also because it identified and discussed a number of the critical decisions that had to be addressed to achieve an excellent result. The patient was treated with the extraction of three first premolars and the ankylosed maxillary right central incisor. The maxillary right lateral incisor were substituted for the central incisor, with the canine substituted as a lateral and the first premolar as a canine. By moving the lateral incisor slowly into the central incisor position, the significant vertical and buccal lingual defect that was created with the extraction of the central incisor was gradually restored to normal. When the lateral incisor was positioned in the central position, the gingival margin on the lateral incisor remained slightly more incisally than on the adjacent central incisor. To have optimal aesthetics, the gingival contour of the substituted lateral and the adjacent central incisor should be at the same height. Because the labial sulcus was slightly greater on the lateral incisor, a gingivectomy was performed to move the contour slightly apically and match the adjacent central incisor. The treatment plan was to restore the lateral incisor with composite resin. To mimic the appearance of a central incisor, the lateral incisor was placed in contact with the mandibular incisors, and less space was left mesial to the lateral incisor than was left distal to it. This was done to allow a flatter contour of the mesial surface of the lateral incisor and allow more buildup on the distal, which simulated the appearance of a true central incisor. These are but a few of the considerations discussed in this article that led to the excellent aesthetic result that was achieved. If you have a patient with an ankylosed central incisor, or a patient for whom you are planning lateral or canine substitution, I would strongly urge you to read this article in detail. It makes it clear that excellent results can be achieved even under difficult circumstances if attention is paid to the many small details that result in aesthetic excellence. This article is a must-read, and you can find it in the November 2002 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.